Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining us this beautiful Tuesday evening. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to spend it with us. And for that, we are totally grateful. We don't take you for granted. I tell y'all, we're so excited about our part two tonight of On Fire to Inspire. The topic is Understanding the Mystery of the Kingdom of God, Part 2, with Apostle Greg Davis. But before we jump in, I want to thank our sponsors for being a blessing to us. We have A4 Graphics, who is our graphic designer, our photographer. I tell you, they can do any and everything dealing with graphics and photography. So if you need business cards, newsletters, flyers, whatever you need, A4 Graphics, that's A-P-H-O-G-R-A, emphasis in Frank, X is an X-ray. They can take care of all your graphical needs and photography needs. Then we have Unique Expression by Design. Unique Expression by Design takes care of all of your business needs, anything you need customized from business to personal needs, cups, pens, T-shirts, just anything that you need customized, they can take care of that for you. That's Unique Expression by Design. We have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, who's your one-stop shop for all of your beauty and hair care needs. And Roz handles everything from natural hair, braids, sew-ins, quick weaves, lock maintenance, and so much more. So thank you so much to each and every one of our sponsors for being a blessing into this ministry. We give God praise for you. Thanks again. So, guys, we have Apostle Davis coming back tonight with part two of Understanding the Kingdom of God. I'm telling y'all, he is ready, and so are we. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and bring him on the line with us. Welcome back to On Fire to Inspire, Apostle. How are you tonight?
Blessings, Prophetess. I am well, and I am excited. It's good to be back on with you tonight.
Amen. We're excited about having you back. I tell you, you had the lines just shut down last time. I told everybody the board was looking like a Christmas tree. So we give God praise. We give him praise.
Hallelujah.
We give him praise. Yes, God. So, Apostle, we talked about part one. Did you want to do some type of recap? How you want to do this? We're going to go with the flow of how you want to go.
No, we don't have to recap it. We'll just go ahead and get right into things.
All right. Let's go ahead then.
Well, hallelujah. Well, blessings to you again, Prophetess, and thank you for this opportunity. You know, I definitely don't take it for granted any time that you're able to minister before such a great company of believers. It's always an absolute honor to do so, and I'm humbled by it. And so I just want to say thank you again for allowing me to come and assist you in your ministry at this time. So we're excited. We thank God for the listening, those of you that are listening. And I just want to say this to you. I want you to really open up your spirit to believe and receive what the Spirit of the Lord wants to convey tonight. I believe that tonight it's an extraordinary night. I believe that great revelation is going to flow, but impartation is going to accompany it. And so talking about the mystery of the kingdom, and again, when I was when God first awaken me and quicken my spirit to the things of the kingdom. You know, the church I got born again in, it wasn't so much as about the kingdom with them. It was about, you know, being faithful and, you know, church you know, paying your tithes and so on and so forth. But I wasn't introduced to the kingdom until years after. And when God first introduced some of the things of the kingdom, I remember making a covenant with him, and I told him that I wouldn't go to the left or to the right of the kingdom, of the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom of God. And so this is, you know, I live this thing, and I'm so grateful for the revelation and for the understanding and which he's given me. And so tonight I just want to give you a word, but then I want to break into the prophetic once again. We may not be as long tonight, but I do want to release the prophetic dimension tonight. And I also somewhat of an established impartation to bring a greater establishment upon those of you that are listening tonight. So let's go to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, and I'm going to start reading at verse number 10. So, Father, I just thank you for all those that are listening right now. I thank you, Lord God, that we're gathered, that we're with one accord, that your name will be glorified. I thank you, Lord God, that we're with one spirit and with one heart, oh God, that we'll hear you, God, that we will not only hear you, but obey and even respond to your word of truth. Thank you, God, that you're with us tonight. Thank you that your listeners, God, are being taken higher, God. You're ushering us into a new place. You're causing a greater ascension ramp to come upon us. We thank you for acceleration. We thank you for prophetic velocity. Thank you, God, that we're moving quickly and we're moving into different dimensions, God, and that we're coming away from even the realm or the planet we call Earth, but we're venturing into a new place with you in the Spirit. And so, Father, I thank you, even as I'm praying, that this frequency is going out, God, and that you're even dealing with the DNA. You're causing the DNA to spin quickly in those that are listening now, God, that you would speed us up, God, that you would put us all on the same revelation learning curve, God. We thank you right now for what you're doing in advance. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Matthew chapter 6 and verse number 10. Matthew 6 and 10, and it's a familiar scripture. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Now, thy kingdom come, and you know, I've heard a lot of people preach this over the years, and people have sort of made blunders of this thing, but I want to give you a dimension of revelation concerning this. As Jesus is, he's actually praying to his Father, and he's saying, you know, let your kingdom come forth. Let it come into the earth. And I know that, you know, of course, the church that I got born again in, and I thank God for it. I thank God for, you know, being born again, being filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. And I'm so excited about it. Hallelujah. And so, but the church taught was more of thy kingdom go and not come. It was all about being raptured out. The rapture's coming. You better be ready when he comes, or you know, you got, because and once you get up there, there'll be no more sickness, no more disease, no more. And we understand all of those things. However, that's not the ultimate purpose whereby Christ is praying this way. Not thy kingdom go, but thy kingdom come. Come into the earth. What's in the heavens, come to the earth. And I've always been taught that we got to get out of here to go there. But really, he was bringing what's there here. And that was the ultimate, that's the reason why he came into the earth, to expand his Father's kingdom. Now, the term kingdom is, I believe the Greek word there is basileia, and it literally means it's really the rule, the reign, and it's the government of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the kingdom. It's the rule, it's his rule, it's his reign, and it's his government, all right? So that's important, because if you're going to understand the mysteries of the kingdom, then this is the foundation, and you have to get that to journey further, all right? So the kingdom is his rule, it's his reign, and it's his government. If you look at the word kingdom, kingdom, king's domain, or the king's dominion, all right? So the kingdom of God is it's the rule, it's the supreme rule of a supreme being, all right, that's ruling over people, over region, over territory. That's the kingdom. It's the king who rules, right? Now, here's the thing about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is actually a system, okay? It's a system in the earth. It's a system whereby his church or his bride or those that have come into the kingdom, it's a system whereby we must abide by, okay? It's a system. It's a way in which we do things, the way God would have us to do things. So the kingdom of God is a system. Now, here's the thing. The kingdom of God is a system that will not peacefully coexist with any other system in the earth. It's a system. It's the only system in the earth that's designed to move without any help from anything, right? So it's a system that advances. It goes forward without the help of anybody trying to help it go forward. In other words, it doesn't need anyone's help. So it's a system in the earth that will not peacefully coexist with another system that will not submit to it. And that's what the kingdom of God is. It's a forcefully advancing system, okay? It's in the earth, and its purpose is to shut down every other system that will not abide or obey its laws, all right? So that's important to know. So it's a system. So the kingdom of God, it moves. His kingdom moves. It's not something that sits still. It's a living, breathing entity, and it moves, all right? The kingdom comes wherever God's sovereignty is acknowledged, all right? Let me say that again. The kingdom of God comes into a place whenever God's sovereignty is acknowledged. That's why you don't so much as have to be in a church for the kingdom to come to you. You could be in a field outside and say, Jesus is Lord, and the kingdom would usher into that place. You could be in a bar on a stool, and you could say, God, we love you, and the kingdom will usher into that place. All of a sudden, those that were sitting there lose their high because you sat there talking about God is great. And so, because the kingdom will come into that place, because it's designed, it's summoned by someone declaring the sovereignty of God. And so that's when it comes in. Now, it's the rule, it's the reign, it's the government. And that's important to know. It's his rule, it's his reign, and it's his government. And if you're going to be in the kingdom, you got to understand all of those three realms: his rule, his reign, and his government. So tonight I want to talk about this briefly as it relates to where we're going concerning the kingdom. If in fact it's coming, and it is here, but it's coming fully, all right? The kingdom of God is here. The kingdom is in the midst of us. We know it. We sense it. We feel it. We can taste it. We know that it's here. Now, the issue is what to look for as it comes fully, right? So it's approaching. The fullness of it is approaching. We're in it right now, and, you know, although God has did some very phenomenal things in the midst of us, just miracle after miracle and sign and wonder, all of those things have been present in most of our lives. However, when the fullness of it comes, hallelujah, this thing, it won't be a thing of us if it coming and going, or having a miracle here and then over here, maybe a wonder every now and then or a sign every now and then. When the fullness of this thing arrives, we will live this thing out to such a degree where miracles are common. Signs and wonders are an everyday thing, every minute thing. The Lord gave me a term. He said, expect my minute movements. He said, the minute movements of God, you know, because oftentimes we talk about seasons. You know, we talk about times, but he said they're the minute movements of God. He said, you can walk with me in my minute movements. And so if I have a little bit of time, I'll deal with that in just a moment. But I want to go to Revelation chapter 10, and I got to deal with this angel here, because this angel is one of the foundations of what we're getting ready to see. Okay? And so the mystery of the kingdom of God. And I feel God's anointing over the line right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And so Revelation chapter 10, and I'm going to start reading at the first verse, Revelation 10, verse number 1. And it says, and I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head. And his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left on the earth. Look how huge this angel was, where he had to put one foot on the earth and the other one on the sea. Okay, this is a huge angel. Verse 3, and cried with a loud voice as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. Verse 4. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. Now, these are some mysteries that the Lord is unfolding even now. These seals are being unsealed in the earth right now. So the thing that the apostle was told to seal is being revealed now through apostles and prophets. And I want to explain that a little bit later. Verse 6, verse 5, and the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand hand to heaven. Now, here's what I want you to understand, and I want you to get this picture in your spirit. This angel is actually, heaven is actually swearing this angel in. This angel actually has his hand up. He lifts up his hand towards the heaven. He's being sworn in. I want you to hear this in your spirit. What's so powerful about this angel and the thing in which God has sent this angel to do that the angel first has to be sworn in? Okay, now this is important to know, because we're talking about the mysteries of the kingdom. Here it is, God, here it is, the heaven is swearing this angel in. Verse 6, watch what it says, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, right? He's being sworn in, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. So those of you that are listening, write that down, that there should be time no longer. This angel's job, the reason he was sworn in is because it's his job to take time out of the earth realm, okay? The dynamic of time has to come out of the earth. And the Lord is desiring to pull it out of the earth for a reason, okay? Now, I want you to hear this in your spirit. The more I pray about this, the more revelation God gives me concerning this. It's almost like he opens up a picture before me. It's almost like a movie screen, hallelujah. And he's beginning to show me how he's set to do these things. And so the angel is sworn in, and he has to swear by him, by God. He has to swear by the things that are in the earth, things that are in the sea. He has to swear by it, that he's going to do his job and take time out of the earth, that there should be time no longer, right? So that's important. That the reason, let me just say this first of all, the reason time is in the earth, all right? Write this down. Y'all can pray about it, okay? Just hear this in your spirit. The reason time is in the earth, time is actually in the earth to keep all of eternity from coming in at once, okay? Let me say that again. Time has been placed in the earth to keep all of eternity from coming in at once. See, it's always been God's will. It's always been God's purpose, his agenda. It's always has been his desire to bring eternity into the earth realm. He's always wanted that. You could read even from Genesis all the way through to Revelation. He always wanted eternity to come in. As a matter of fact, that's the reason when Jesus died on the cross, the word of the Lord said eternity kissed time, eternity slapped time. In other words, they collided for the first time. And when eternity collided with time, the word of the Lord says the miraculous began to happen with nature itself. The event was so phenomenal that the sun refused to shine on its creator. So the sun pulled down its own shade because it realized that that's the one that created me. The one that's hanging there is the one that put me here. And so when the eternal looked into time to see that the one that created its entities was in such a condition due to time, it literally there was a collision and there was somewhat of a malfunctioning of nature. All right, so that's important to know. I don't know if I could repeat that, but that's important to know. So time has kept eternity from coming in at once. That's why there are things from the eternals. It comes, but it doesn't all sweep in at one time. So there's some things that comes down out of the heavens under divine appointment. And I think I talked about this on a couple of weeks ago, that the earth now, oftentimes it has to get itself ready to receive from God's eternal realm. It has to get itself ready to receive the download out of heaven. But see, now the demand has been placed. The heavens won't, it's because of the demand, the heavens really don't have time for the earth to make herself ready because of what the suns are now demanding. Because they're getting the revelation, getting the understanding of what God wants ultimately concerning his kingdom. And because they're getting the revelation concerning it, the heavens is no longer waiting for the earth to make herself ready, because the time is so far spent, we need it immediately. The resources of heaven, the suns are calling on it immediately, and the earth, heaven won't give the earth its time to make herself ready. So there's things that are being forced upon the planet. That's why there's a shaking. That's why there's a moaning. That's why there's a groaning. There are things that have been forced in here. Hallelujah. That's coming out of the heavens. Now, the word time there, the word there is chronos. It's an interval of space, whether short or long. So the Lord wants to take the chronos out of the earth so that there are no boundaries, there are no barriers concerning how the eternals come into the earth realm, right? So that's important. So there'll be time no longer. So the ultimate plan of God is to get eternity in the midst of us fully, so that time no longer has the reason there's death there's in the earth because of time. The reason why there's a waiting process, it's because of time. The reason why some of us are agonizing for certain things, it's because of that dimension of time. But when that dimension is removed, everything comes immediately. Everything comes instantly. It appears. It materializes. It comes forth. We talked about this 2 weeks ago, how when we go, he calls us those things out of the heavens to come and materialize before us as we go, right? As we set things in motion. So that's important. So when the angel takes time out of the earth, can you imagine a moment in the earth where you don't have to, it won't take you
time to get from one place to the other. You blink, and you're in 1,000 miles from your home with one blink because time is no longer in the process of things, right? That's so important to know. It's so, and I'm so looking forward to that moment. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you all that are listening right now, don't let nothing make you miss out on this thing. Because we're going to see things that we've never seen before, things that we couldn't have even imagined before. We're going to take part in it, right? And that thing is going to be so important. Things that are far off, that we think that are far off, it will come to us immediately when God snatches time, when this angel snatches time out of the earth. It's so important, and it's so valuable that heaven has to swear this angel in that this angel would do to get this work done, because it's a heavy task. But it's going to take all of Chronos out of the realm of the earth. Hallelujah. So, I mean, imagine that. Imagine not having to get into a car to drive somewhere. You can just say the word there, or you could probably give the address in your mind, and instantly you're right there. Not only does he take the time out, he's going to take the effort out, the efforts we set to travel, the efforts we set to do certain things. And I know some people may say, "That man, it doesn't sound right. It sounds like a fairy tale." Let me tell you something. The power and the authority that God has, most of what you've been watching in movies, most of what you've been reading about, whether the author says it's fiction or not, please hear this. Most of what they've been doing, they've been taking it right from the mind of God. It's always been his plans. It's always been his purpose. And we've allowed the world to call things, we'll call it mystics, or we'll call it new aging, or we'll call it something as if the world has bought it and it belongs to the world, but it's been God's the whole time. And so what we have to do is we have to prepare our hearts to receive from a new place, from a new realm of the Spirit. And when we do that, it will quicken us to receive and ready our hearts for the greater exploits of God. And that's what he's after right now. And so I even say this, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, I thank you right now for those that are listening right now, that you're pushing into a new place of understanding. Father, I ask that you would allow your revelation to quicken us, God, that you would make us quick in spirits, God, that we would come to realize that we can do all things through you. Father, I thank you for the anointing that's present right now. I thank you, Lord, for kingdom-believing sons and daughters of the gospel. Thank you, Lord God, that we're believing you on a new way, from a new place, God. And I thank you, God, that you're going to reward our faith, Lord. Hallelujah. And you're going to bring us into this understanding. Let me say this to you. This kind of dynamic, it's not just going to happen when the angel comes and takes time out completely. It's actually happening now. Some of us are experiencing times where God is literally, what should have taken us 3 hours is taking us 30 minutes. What should have taken us an hour is taking us 50 seconds in the spirit. Please hear this in your spirit. These things are coming full circle, but he's got to open us up to believe it. He's got to open us up to receive it. Listen to me. Don't get caught up. Oftentimes, we're so impressed by what's in motion here, what's in motion in the earth, what's in motion on the planet. But see, there's a greater system. That's what the kingdom is. We understand the laws of this world, the rules of this world, the system of this world, the system of this planet. There's a greater system that we're in called the kingdom of God, which means anything, any system that the world has, or what we've been accustomed to, what the world has made us bow to as relates to its system, we can go above it now because we're in another system. greater system of power and a greater system of authority, so we can rise above the laws of this system, of this world system, of this planet system, and get into the system of the kingdom, which means it's got a higher law structure. It's got a higher governing structure. And we can get into that system, and we can override the systems that have sort of held us at bay as relates to the world systems. Hallelujah. Woo! I'm excited about that thing. We're going to override it, and we're going to journey a different way. And what people of this world have to do to get things and do things, we don't have to do it that way because of the system in which we're in. Hallelujah. So we acknowledge his rule. We acknowledge his reign. We acknowledge his government. And we say, come. We say, bring it. We say, override every satanic system. Override every diabolical, circuitous system. Override it. We say, kingdom. Thy kingdom, and as you come, hallelujah, we're being drawn to you. We're attracted by you. We're becoming one with you, and we're fulfilling the mandate of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. I say unto those that are listening now that God is now extending you, and that he's causing you to have a greater reformational reach. You're now reaching for the kingdom with a sense of desperatism. You're reaching desperately now, saying, God, fulfill that which you sent me into the planet to discover. Help me to fulfill those things in which you've called me to concerning the kingdom of God, that I may be your son, that I may take upon your characteristics, your attributes. You're looking for me to be just like you. You're looking for me to look just like you, to act just like you, to be just like you. And so, Father, I thank you, for you've already declared in your word, the greater works shall we do, greater works than what you did when you walked the planet. We're going to do greater. And so, Father, I'm thanking you in advance. We're thanking you in advance for the greater. And I decree and declare that today is a day of discovery. Today is a day that more power, more charge comes upon us, that we will begin to do the exploits that we've read about, that we've watched others do, that we'll do it, but we'll do it in a greater degree. We'll do it with a greater anointing. We'll do it with a greater deposit of his glory. Hallelujah. So that the heavens can rejoice, so that we can move in his supernatural fervency in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I sense God penetrating those of you that are on the line right now. I sense that the Holy Spirit is starting to spring up in you, through you. I believe that the Lord, he's sharpening you and he's equipping you, and he's showing you that you can enter into this realm even now, that he wants to take the borders of time off of you, that he wants to take the hesitancies, he wants to take those things that time says you have to wait to do this or wait to do that. God can undo it. That's the purpose of the angel. The angel wants to undo that thing. He don't want to withhold no good thing. I believe that because we're moving in a greater dynamic, that God has some things that he shut up for the ages to come. But because of our cry, but because of our plowing through, what was reserved for them, he will send it to us. He will bring it to us in this moment, in this space of time. He'll bring it to us, and we'll move as if we're in that age. We'll begin to ascend in realms. We'll begin to discover things that the enemy thought he had veiled, that he thought he had covered, and we will come forth in the fullness of that very thing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Prophets, get ready to prophesy outside of time. Get ready to prophesy from a place behind barriers. get ready to prophesy. Oh God, some of us, we're about to prophesy through the ages to come to even bring back. The word is going to grab a hold of things that have been destined 100 years from now. It's going to come on some of you. Some of you is going to come on you even before the next 24 hours is out. All you got to do is believe it. There's a searching of the heart. That's why the kingdom of God has apprehended you, said you can go after it, so you can apprehend it. So the aggression comes on you tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this moment, Father. I ask that you would activate the prophetic, God, that you would call it to a high frequency, Lord. I ask that you would activate apostolic establishment right now, God, that you would call it to a high frequency right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that you would put questions in the hearts and the spirits of your sons and of your daughters, God. Hallelujah, that they may quit it. They may say the question back to you, that what you put in them, they can speak it back unto you, God, so that you can send the answer. Father, we honor you tonight. We bless you. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. Bless you, prophetess, brother. My God.
My God. Ooh, Apostle. You ready to open up the line?
Yes, I'm ready. Hallelujah.
Ooh, glory to God. All right, so if you're listening by internet and you want to join in on the conversation or have the word released, you're going to have to dial in at 929-477-2178, press option 1, and we're getting ready to open up the lines right now. That's 929-477-2178. We have a caller already. Welcome to Friday Inspires. You are live with us.
Hey, good evening.
Great evening. Blessings. To you,
can you hear me?
God.
Yeah, we can hear you. Blessings.
Oh, God bless you. First of all, I'm speechless once again. Last week,
bless you.
He prophesied over my life, and then I come on today, and I'm just in awe. I told Leah earlier today, you know, I said, sister, it's really amazing that I've entered into a place right now. I have to be even careful of my thoughts because my thoughts are coming so fast right now.
Wow!
To a point where it's I'll be honest with you, it's a little eerie. I told my wife, I said, honey, I said, you know, it's kind of scary. I said, you think about it. Everything that we were praying for, now that it's happening, every prayer is yay and amen. I'm talking about things that like, wow, where'd that come from? You know, but it's okay. But we should be expecting it now. So I just want to say again, sir, you know, I love, you know, the people that have chosen, you know, to go ahead and take God's message and spread it out to the people. So I just want to say thank you, sir. It ain't really how much I can say, but I just really want to say thank you. And actually giving me more understanding. And the last thing that you just said, you know, if only we would just believe. So when God says that all things are possible, all, you know, and I was asking Leah earlier, you know, I said, you know, when we are asked, you know, what do we really want? You know, there's something, sir, how do we know what we really want if we've never had it?
Wow.
When I told Leah, I said, but we have to really trust God to the point that God is not going to give us something that we cannot handle, especially not in this time and season. So I'm just really kind of sitting back, you know, and, you know, kind of enjoying the ride, not beating myself up anything, but staying where I'm at on that pulse of God and just seeking him in every situation. So, sir, I just wanted to say thank you. I really don't have much more to say, but say thank you, sir.
Bless you. What's your name again, man of God?
My name is Reggie. Well, Leah knows me as Tony. My friends and family call me Tony, but my name is Reggie, sir.
Bless you, Reggie. It's an absolute honor, man. Thank you for the hunger and the thirst that's, you know, in your spirit. We certainly give God praise for you. Listen, get ready, man. There's a heavy mandate for greater revelation. That's the thing that's on you. Even as you were talking, you could tell that it's beginning to illuminate you in a major, major way. And he's going to continue to feed you. I'm telling you, you're going to be one. He's anointing you to literally to eat, to be able to digest heavy amounts of the Word of God. You will be able to eat thereof, and the revelation will flourish through you. It'll flourish upon you. So I'm telling you, what that thing is going to happen, it's going to happen quickly. You're going to consume the Word, but you will be the Word. You won't just have a Word. You will be the Word. As a matter of fact, let me release this to you now, you will have a photographic memory, that even as you read, the words will come off the pages like 3D. You'll remember everything. You'll turn the pages of the Word of God in your head. They're going to call you the Bible man. There's a proverb that's getting ready to go out. Because of the photographic memory that the Holy Spirit is giving you right now, even as I'm speaking to you. And so I release that thing. I say it so in Jesus' mighty name. Bless you, sir.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you, brother. Have a wonderful, awesome week, sir.
You too. Hallelujah.
Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You're live. Hello. Phone number ending in 6600. We have you live with us.
Hello. How are you doing? This is Sharon from Barksdale.
Hi,
Hallelujah.
Sharon. How are you?
Fine. How are you? I was just listening in. Awesome word on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Amen, Sharon.
Amen. Blessing, Sharon. It's an absolute honor. I love the vibrancy on you. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. Sharon, I hear the Lord say that there are new things that are approaching you now. He says, ready your heart to receive. He says that he's going to show you a new side of grace. As a matter of fact, I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying that coming into the end of this month, you're going to live as if you're dreaming, like it's a dream. How the Lord he's about to give you things that you feel you don't even deserve, nor do you qualify for. There are things that he's about to unload on you. And as they come forth, I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, the more you give him glory, the more you give him praise, the more he'll add to. This is... you're entering into a season, woman of God, where the Lord is going to take some complications out for you. He's going to pull some stings away, and he's going to literally give you what your heart, what your spirit, man, the heart of your spirit has been asking for. That thing that may have even been in dreams, the Lord says that you're going to live coming to the end of this month as if you're dreaming. So he says, ready yourself for this. He says he's going to do this so that others will say, how did that happen? Because you're going to be the reason why they come to God. Hear the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for sharing with us this evening, Sharon. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Welcome on Friday Inspire. You are live with Apostle David and Aaliyah.
Hello. How are you?
Great. How
We're
are
well,
you?
Well, thank you.
Hey, I'm great. This is Emma. How you doing, Sister Aaliyah? So glad I could join you tonight, Hello. Prophetess. Want to ask that you all keep my city where I live, Dothan, Alabama, in your prayers. We have a storm that's going to be hitting in the morning, and so we're all preparing down here for the storm.
Wow. Okay, what's your name again, woman of God?
My name is Nalorin Davis.
Your last name is Davis?
Yes, yes. Yes, indeed.
Well, hallelujah. All right, cousin. All right, so you say there's a... So there's a storm coming into Alabama?
Yes, sir. It's coming from Panama City, and it's the route that is coming is hitting Dothan at 8 a.m. in the morning. So they've closed all the schools and a lot of facilities down. And so they're comparing it to Opal from back in the 90s.
Gotcha. Hallelujah. Well, let's pray for the states in general that will be affected by this storm. Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you for your divine protection. Thank you for your divine covering. Thank you, Lord God, that even though there's storms, there are angels that are on assignments now. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for safety. We thank you, Lord God, for lives, Lord God, that they will live, God, and that they'll be, they won't get in any danger, God. There won't be anything that'll cause perilous things to come upon them. But Father, I thank you that they're all secured. I thank you, Lord, that everyone is safe, Lord. Lord, I ask that you cover those states, Lord. Cover them, God. I ask that you would be with them, Lord God, that you would protect them, protect their families, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you, Lord, even for the intercession that's already going up, God. I thank you right now that that intercession is actually a shield. It's a barrier of protection. And we thank you, Lord God, that water won't penetrate it. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we honor you right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Amen. Woman of God, hear the word of the Lord. After the storm, there's coming a releasing. God is going to blanket the states that have been hit by the storm with a layer of revelation for right now purposes. God is going to deliver answers. After the storm, God is going to deliver answers, not just answers on as to, how to do this or how to do that, but answers that will carry people into a place of absolute knowing. If that makes any sense, Lord, have mercy, of absolute knowing, where you were once stuck at, you'll be unstuck. The answer is going to unstick you. The answer is going to take you into greater opportunities. So the Lord says, ready your heart for that. This thing is going to come like a blanket upon those states. It looks like I'm looking at about seven states that is going to literally come on like a blanket. It's going to come on as a blanket, and you're going to wake up with answers. Thank you, Lord. Answers. And it's going to solve 10 years worth of problems. It's going to solve, I'm telling you, the answers. So just ready your heart for this. The answers are going to spring forth. As a matter of fact, even once we get off the line with you, you got the grace to release it. So you, once we're done here, once I'm done speaking to you, shout that thing into the atmosphere. My God.
Yes.
I hear the Lord say, just step outside, open your window, step out on the porch, and shout that thing into the atmosphere, and it's going to initiate it and activate it. Huh? My God. And the answers are going to blanket. It's going to blanket those states. And this will be a type of recompense. This will be a type of the Lord washing the old off and bringing the new. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory be to God. So ready your heart for this. Woman of God, stay vibrant. Stay vibrant. You're the light of the family. Stay the course. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see you're going to change some things. You're the one. He says, just stay the course. Take courage. Take courage. He's with you. He's with you, and the family needs you. So although you've been taking hits, although it's been difficult, although there's been some things that have come on you that even tried to worry you, I hear the Spirit of the Lord say that if you take courage, he says, what you're experiencing today, about 7 days after today, you're not going to experience none of it anymore. Hear the word of the Lord. That thing is coming on you even as I'm speaking. It's coming on you now. Even as I'm speaking, thank you, Holy Spirit. It's so.
Yeah.
Woo, in Jesus' name.
I receive it, yes, God.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Welcome to Inspire. We have Apostle Davis and Aaliyah. Who do we have on the line with us tonight? Ending in 5951, you're alive.
Oh, Apostle Davis and my sister Aaliyah. This is Pam.
Hi, Pam.
Blessings from God.
Oh my God, I'm loving this. I don't know if I'm being greedy. I'm just taking it all in. I'm just loving it. I'm loving it. I appreciate you guys for just giving out that word for the people. Man, it is beautiful. I'm just loving it. I'm loving this. Woo, this needs to go. This it needs to be real big.
Hallelujah. Well, blessings, Pam. Thank you for your wonderful encouragement and support. It means absolutely everything. So thank you in advance for that. You know, I just want to release a blessing upon your life, Pam. I want to say to you that now there is a glue-like substance that's coming upon you. Hear the word of the Lord. And even as I'm sitting here, the Lord has given me a grace to release certain things, and so I'm releasing this to you right now. There's a glue-like substance that's being poured upon you right now. The blessings will stick this time. That which God gives you, it's going to stick. Nothing's going to be lost. Nothing's going to be forfeited. It's going to stick. And the Lord says to you tonight to get ready, because you will be the glue of things working now. People want things to work, all they need to do is connect with you. You will be the glue in their lives. Lord have mercy. This is the grace, and it's coming on you right now. Hear the word of the Lord. You're being glued. You're being glued. And as the glue flows, my God, the blessings are going to stay. They're going to stay now. As you're going to multiply only. There'll be no cutting off. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is a window that will stay open. This glue will stay on you the more you proclaim it. The more you proclaim it, the stronger it'll get. The stronger it'll get. So proclaim it, woman of God. Hallelujah. That things are going to stick now. My God. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, thank you.
I receive it. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Bless your
Hallelujah.
Heart.
Hallelujah. Welcome on Friday. Oh, Jesus. Welcome on Friday. Inspire your life.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just want to give God the praise for the Holy Ghost. It's all in my room. Hallelujah. I just thank God for you all on this line, Apostle, Prophet, and Prophetess Aaliyah. I just thank God for you all and just sharing your gifts with the world and with us tonight, because I thank God for it. And I'm just full right now. I'm just thankful for this one coming on the line tonight. I'm just open to it. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
What's your name, woman of God?
Trevette. Hallelujah. Yes.
Trevette.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's a beautiful name, Trevette. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
So, Father, I lift Trevette up to you now. I thank you for her life. I thank you, Lord God, that her love for you is real, that her love for you is genuine. I thank you that her love for the people of God is genuine, Father. Thank you for what you're doing now. Continue, God, to raise her, encourage her, build her. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, we honor you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. I sense a need. There's a need, woman of God. The Lord says that he's your supplier. He says that he's going to take care of you. He's going to take care of this thing. He's going to take Lord have mercy.
Thank you.
He's going to take care of this thing. The blessing going to blow your mind.
Thank you,
it's going to blow
your mind. The Lord says that when he activates the blessing upon you this time,
you
will become the distribution center. People will have to come to you to get the blessing now. When this blessing comes on you, they'll have to come to you to get the blessing. Hear the word of the Lord. They're going to have to come to you to get the blessing. The Lord says he's heard you.
Thank you, Lord.
He's heard you. And because you sacrificed, because you gave when you didn't have to give, you trusted him in some areas. He says that blessing come upon you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And if you just lift your hands right now, you'll feel the burn. In just a moment, you feel the burn, woman of God. That thing is, that thing is coming off. It's permeating right now.
Thank you, Lord.
You feel the burn. Receive it. It's actually, not only is it just a blessing, it's a mandate that's coming on you.
Hallelujah.
This thing has to come forth, and it has to flourish.
Thank you.
Oh.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Oh,
thank you, God.
My God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
oh, this thing is going to happen. It's coming on you. It's coming all over
you.
So, the word of this thing will stay with you, woman of God. It's going to stay with you. And any time you feel something lacking, you're going to remember that now you're the distribution center.
Thank you, Jesus.
You have to do is know it, believe it. You're going to see things manifest immediately. You're going to see things manifest immediately. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That thing
is
so.
Hallelujah.
You carry a lot. You carry a lot of responsibility. You have to carry a lot of responsibility. That's why the Lord says he's doing this thing for you. He's doing it for you. He's doing it for you. In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Whew. All right, Apostle. We got two more callers. You ready?
Yeah. Yep. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right.
My Lord.
Welcome on Friday Inside. You have Apostle Davis and Aaliyah.
Hi, this is Jamie.
Hello. Blessings.
Okay.
I said I wasn't going to press one, and I said I wasn't going to call in, but I cannot contain myself in this room. Oh, my gosh.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah, Lord. Apostle Davis, I want to say that my heart goes out to you and the sacrifice that you're making tonight to be on the line and the people that are being blessed. Like, my spirit is just jumping. I can't even stay still. I can't even be quiet. Like my spirit is overflowing. And I would start to ask the Lord, after he pours out, who pours into him? Oh, my God. But I just pray God's blessings upon you heavily. Oh, my gosh. And I'm so thankful for you. And I'm thankful to you as well. But I'm overflowing in this room.
Hallelujah. What's your name again, woman of God?
Jesus. Janie.
Hallelujah.
Jamie.
Praise God. Amen. Dako. Mato bratele busi pretele kubrandele. Andelo urabali si rekuman brato sikidi. Dala roma brato si pretele subro. La remande si presto buhubra bakatala. Ze roma le mombra sikile siko. Ma bondi se la arande la broco. Me alambre ki si pro tu la braki ki si pro. Dala oraman si prekita ya pa. Jamie, there's a grace of maturation and acceleration. It's coming on you quickly. The Lord says he's setting you up as a guard for leaders, a guard, a prayer guard, a prayer shield for those that will lead his people. The Lord says that he's making you a seer. He's going to show you things. You're going to hear things, especially in the wee hours of the morning. He's going to reveal his plans, his purposes. He's going to let you look in the breaches. He's going to show you things that leaders are dealing with that you can pray them so that they're made whole.
The Lord is entrusting you with this thing. This is a heavy responsibility, but the Lord is placing that thing on you. And so I call forth new tongues, tongues of a greater maturity, of a greater charge, in the name of the Lord Jesus. I call the gifts, the seeing gifts, the prophetic gifts, I call them open. I open every compartment in your belly right now, and I say you're open, open to flow in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's lift your hands and receive that, woman of God. And there's a wind blowing right where you are. It's blowing out the old. It's blowing out the old. You won't even sleep the same, nor will you dream the same starting tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ruko Sela. My God, I feel that. It is so. It is so in Jesus' name. My God. Bless you, Jamie. Thank you.
Amen and amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Okay, this is the last one. Huh?
It was. I have two.
Okay, we'll do it. We'll do it. It's fine.
Okay,
praise God.
All right, you are live with Apostle Davis and Aaliyah, ending in 1248.
Hello, my name is Audrey.
Blessings, sir.
Is it Audrey?
Rio.
Great evening. Welcome to the show.
How you guys doing?
Well, what about yourself?
I'm okay today. I just
you
I wanted to see you, what it was all about.
Okay. You say your name is Rio?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for Rio. Thank you for his life. Thank you for what you're revealing. Thank you for what you're getting ready to do with him now in Jesus' mighty name. My God, Rio, I hear the Lord say you are very gifted, man. He says you're gifted. You're very talented. That which God has placed in you, man, it's profound. And he says he wants you to use it all to his glory. Man, I see everything from music notes to dancing. I see acting. I see the Davidic arts. All that stuff is on you. It's on you. And it is phenomenal. You have an eye for color. You have an eye for style, an eye for fashion. All of that is on you. And I see the Lord anointing you to use that to his glory. Man, I see playwriting. I see you getting a staff together. I see you organizing things. I see that you're even going to be positioned for the camera. You're going to stand in front of the camera, whether it's television, whether it's these things. It's on you in a major way, and the Lord says, pursue it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, my God. He says, pursue it. He's with you. He's with you. And he says, you're going to be the one that brings a different dimension of success to the entire family. They're going to look towards you. They're going to look towards you. I'm going to say it again. They're going to look towards you. And I even see you, I see you employing a lot of them. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God says, ready your heart for this, man. You're chosen to do it. You're chosen to do it. Where do you live, sir?
I live in Covington, Georgia.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. How old are you, sir, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 19 years old.
Hallelujah. Man, they don't know what to do with you now. But it's the gift department, it's the talent dimension that's on you, and it's powerful. Not only that, sort of an athleticism. The Lord, listen, sir, the Lord has done everything that you've asked him for, even at a young age, things that you were interested in as a child. I see you at 10 years old. I see you at 8 years old. You've always been outside of the norm. You're not the normal person. You never really fit in with anything because you were the multi-talented one, the multi-gifted one. And so the Lord says, ready your heart to move in this area because this is a phenomenal area for you. And it's going to really come full circle coming into February, March of next year. So he says, get ready. His hand is on you, man. He's with you, sir, in Jesus' name. My God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening, Leo. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
God
bless
you. Amen. Welcome to On Fire Inside. You're live ending in 9821.
Blessings, Apostle Davis. This is Apostle Keith Robinson. Bless you, sir.
Oh, bless you, Apostle. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, sir. I'm doing well. Bless you, prophetess. Bless you.
God
Hallelujah.
Bless you.
It's always an honor to hear your voice, Apostle. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Apostle,
well,
go ahead.
The Lord just wanted me to share with you. I know you've been in a season of realignment. In regards to the things of the kingdom, but I see in the spirit realm that this next shift is going to take you to places that are going to blow your mind, sir.
Hallelujah.
And the reason why God is realigning you is because you cannot take the mentality of the people that were trying to connect to the level of God is trying to take you to. There's going to be such a level of such an ego anointing where you're going into realms and I just see new realms of glory. That God is allowing you to enter into, you know, and this even goes way beyond what you share on through social media. Things you're not even able to release to the people of God because when God shows you the revelation of what He's doing, it's almost scary to you to the point like, God, is this really you?
Wow.
But I see this realm that you're entering into. It's going to catapult you even on the platform. And you've never been one to want the spotlight. You know, you say, God, I don't want this. But God says, you're a voice for this end time harvest. You're a voice for the apostles and the prophets. And for the fivefold ministry gifts, and we need you. The world needs you. The body of Christ is calling for you. They're summoning you. So I believe right now, Spirit of God, that God is releasing you to go to greater realms in the glory, greater realms in the Spirit of God. And I decree it, and I speak it, and I seal it with the blood of Jesus.
My God. Hallelujah. Apostle, I received that. So I'm writing this down. I received that. Thank you so much. Oh, my. Apostle, I would ask if you could inbox me a way to sow into you. I want to get a seed to you tonight, sir. Please, thank you. That word is so on time, and I certainly appreciate that, man. You know, thank you for ministering to me. It means a lot. You know, I poured out so much over the weekend.
Yes, sir.
And I mean, I just didn't know that the ministry was so big, and you know, but to God be the glory. It was just, I feel refreshed at this moment right now. So So I bless God for you, Apostle. Know this, that I know that you're an end-time revelator as well, and there's a powerful, powerful grace on you to help usher us into the next dimension of things concerning the kingdom of God. And I'm ready, sir, and I say lead on. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Lead on. Yes. Hallelujah. For the body needs you. So help us get into full gear. Love you, man. Thank you for that word. And if
love
you will,
yes,
by
sir.
All means, please inbox me a way to sow into you. I want to get that seed to sell it tonight, okay?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Apostle. Hallelujah.
Bless you, guys.
Mm. Bless you.
Amen. Bless God. Amen. Woo. Amen. Apostle. That was a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
The last caller asked who's pouring into you, and then you turn around and get one pouring into you right behind.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Wasn't that? Oh, that was amazing, wasn't it?
That's on time. Yes, 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 yes. Now, Apostle, we have three more callers. Are you okay?
Okay, we'll take the next three, but that's it, okay? All right, Prophetess,
okay.
We'll
right.
take the next three. All right, listen, Prophetess. Prophetess, we'll take the next
okay.
three. If you know that someone's calling in and you know who they are, after that three and you deem
mm-hmm.
they're important, I mean, you believe they
mm-hmm.
should get on the air, then we'll allow that as well, okay? All right, so we'll go ahead.
Okay. All right, and one more question. I've had a couple of chats come over and ask me
mm-hmm.
for your cash up because you have been a blessing to them and they want to sow into that word.
Oh, bless you. My cash out app is $ Kingdom Armies. That's KINGDOMARMIES and the number 8. $ Kingdom Armies 8. And thank you so much.
Yes, sir. All right. So here we go. And that was $ Kingdom Armies number 8 for those of you who want to sow into their word. Okay. So here we go. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You're live with Apostle Davis and Aaliyah.
Good evening, good evening.
Blessing.
Good evening. How are you?
Well, how
great.
Are you?
I am fantastic. Thank you. Thank you, Aaliyah, my sister, and Apostle. Blessings to you, man of God. I haven't had the
blessings.
Opportunity to listen to the entire broadcast on tonight, but when
mm-hmm.
my sister reached out to me, and told me
mm-hmm.
I needed to be on here. I know that there was a word from the Lord. So what I have heard thus far has truly blessed me. I'm sitting here in my chair rocking my legs. And my God,
well,
my God,
hallelujah.
You have truly been a blessing.
My God. What's your name, woman of God?
Celinda.
What is it?
Celinda, like
Celinda.
Celinda, okay, praise God.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
So, Father, I thank you for your daughter, Celinda. Thank
yes.
you for what you're doing in her life, God.
Yes.
Thank you. Hallelujah. For
hallelujah.
Winds of refreshing. Thank you for winds
yes,
of change.
God.
Thank you, Lord God,
yes.
that she has a heart, God, to receive from you, God. And she's open. She's open,
yes, God.
God, for the
yes.
shifts in her life, Father. I thank you right now for what you're doing, my God,
yes,
in Jesus'
God.
Mighty name, my
yes,
God.
God.
You know, I hear the Lord say, the Lord says that he is so in love with you, Celinda. He is,
thank
he
you,
is so in love yes. with you. And he says to you, thank you for enduring. Thank you for persevering.
Thank
there are
you,
things
Lord.
That you've come through that others would have quit. They would have been gave
Ooh.
Up. But because mm. you endured, the Lord says that he's coming with his reward in his hand. And you
thank
shall
you,
see the fruit of this thing. As a matter of fact, I see a gold cup. It's like a gauntlet. It's like God is filling it with a new kind of frequency, and he's going to cause you to drink of it. And the Lord says that he's going to cause his spirit in you to rise. He's going to stand up in you. There's an aggression that's coming on you, and I even sense there's a boldness that's going to take place. And the Lord
says,
he says, now say it and mean it. He says, as you go after things prophetically, he says, say it and mean it. He's going to grant those things immediately. You're one that he's going to take time out of. He's going to, when you, the moment you say something, it's going to manifest. Oh, God.
Yes, God.
He says,
yes,
this
God.
Is something that he's endeavoring to do with you. He's been endeavoring to do with you. Ho-ho. He said, now it's going to come forth. The fullness
Thank
of
you.
This thing is going to come forth. As a matter of fact, Selena, I hear the Lord say, Selinda, you're a carrier of the power of the age to come. You're carrying something that others haven't heard of before. The Lord says you're going to start doing things. It looks like with your hands. You're going to speak with your hands. You're going to speak with your body. It looks like a dancing motion, a dancing motion. And the Lord says, dance it out, project it, and that thing will appear. Lord, there's a grace on you. This grace is phenomenal. My God. And I hear the Lord say, you're going to teach others how to operate in the same gift. You're going to teach others how to operate. As a matter of fact, I see your seed operating in it. My God. This thing is going to be phenomenal. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
And
so I activate it today. I see the dance moves. I see. You love music too. I see the music symbols. This thing is going to come forth out of you. It's going to be so powerful. The Lord said, just do it. Just do it. My God.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Listen, let this be a sign to you. Let this be a sign to you. The next person you see in a wheelchair, or with a hearing aid, just do a move right in front of them. You don't even got to know what it is. They ain't got to know what you're doing. Just do a move right in front of them. Watch what happens.
My God.
What happens. You carry that power. It's on you. It's in you. And it's being activated right now. As your body's moving now. I'm looking at you. That thing is in full activation.
Yes, God. Yes,
Hallelujah.
God.
And you're going to use it to his glory. Oh, here's the Lord. That thing is so in Jesus' name. My God.
Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father.
Of course.
All right, this is our last one, Apostle, okay?
Amen.
Hi. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You are live, ending in 8158.
Hello, this is Coco. How are you?
Hallelujah.
How are you, Coco?
How are you?
Good. I just wanted to say to the Apostle that listening to you is like I'm hearing Apostle Zoe. It's just like I'm listening to the same person. When I listen to you, it's like listening to her is like listening to you. And I just want to say I'm very grateful for the words that you all speak. They're very beneficial to life at a very young age, and it means a lot to me. And I just want to say I appreciate it.
Well, hallelujah. To God be the glory. My God. Well, woman of God, there is there's a dynamic. It's a peculiar dynamic on you for learning an apprehensive grace for absorbing the word of God, but giving it legs. It's almost like you hear a thing and it becomes movable in you. It's now livable. You've conditioned your heart to receive and believe. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Lord says he's going to maximize that. He's about to intensify that. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Not only that, you'll be a profound teacher yourself. There's an anointing on you for scribing, for writing, and there's an anointing on you for conveying. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You write what you see. You could see a picture and know what it's talking. You could hear what it's saying. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That is a phenomenal gift that he has given you.
And it's truly prophetic in nature, too. It's prophetic in nature. And the Lord, he's intensifying it. He's stretching it. I'm hearing the word membrane. There's he's anointed. He's touched a membrane. There's a, glory be to God. There's a, there's a stirring, of God has given your thought pattern extracurricular activity. And I don't know if that makes any sense, but he says you see. He said you hear by what you see, and he said, you write what you hear. When you write, you're actually hearing. As you're writing, you're hearing. That's what I'm hearing the Lord say. As you're writing, you're hearing. The Lord says he's going to give you interpretation now of your dream world. Your dream world. He's going to give you great interpretation thereof because you're a dreamer. God. And he says, as you write, it's going to grow legs. It's going to grow legs. As a matter of fact, there are two books in you that you're going to write for you, but then there's a third book that you're going to co-author. Matter of fact, there's even a workbook manual that you're going to write. The Lord says, go ahead, get busy. It's in you. Just do it. He says, just do it. My God, he said, don't fear it. Go ahead, do it. And it's going to blow your mind. It's going to shock you, really, the kind of attention it gets.
Wow.
He says, do it. Do it. Because you're a listener. You're a student of the word. You're a student of the word. So he says, do it. And in that, there's going to be great reward as a result of it. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Wow.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. So, Apostle, remember you asked, you said that last contingency. Can we do one last call?
Okay, we'll do one last one. Amen.
Okay, Miss Darlene, you are with us.
Yes, good evening.
Welcome to our podcast.
I wasn't going to come on, but I felt led to. So I finally said, let me do it. But the last, and then when you started talking to the last lady, I know that a part of that was speaking to me too about the writing. I'm a book coach, and I help people publish their books. And I just published one with some ladies, and it's been great warfare.
Mm-hmm.
And I just came on tonight, and you know, just to listen. And so I just want to thank you for really opening up and giving of yourself to bless the people.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Darlene. Right?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. So, Father, I present Darlene back to you. Father, you know what's ahead, and you know what's in her heart. You know those things that you've set for her. You know the course that you've set for her. Father, I ask that you would reveal even those things that she's in prayer about. Father, we honor you. We bless you in Jesus' name. Darlene, the first thing I'll tell you, I see the Lord rearming you with a staff, okay? I see him. I see a new staff coming because things have been complicated. It's been complex, and you've really had to carry the whole load. Although there are people that have been working with you, they haven't been effective. So the Lord says he's about to give you a new staff, and the Lord says that you're going to need, in the next month and a half, you're going to need somewhere around $50,000. He says he's going to give it to you. He says you're going to start up anew. And he says what you start, he says you started it by faith. You walked in faith. You said, I'm just going to do it. I feel like I can do it. I'm going to do it. And he's honoring you for stepping out the way you've stepped out. And so now he's about to reward your faith. He wanted to know whether you would be obedient.
to the unctioning. And because you did so, now he's about to supernaturally finance the entire cause. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Mm. The Lord says, ready yourself. And I even hear the Lord say that the warfare that you're experiencing now has come as a result of jealousy. It's come as a result of people wishing they were you, wishing they were you, wishing they had done what you've done. The warfare has come on the wings of you breaking a generational curse. That's where the warfare has come. You, because you're owning your own, because now you're moving in another direction. Now you're going to bring glory to places that the enemy is deemed doors closed. You know, it's over with. But no, the glory's coming. Hallelujah. The glory's approaching. So the Lord says, worry not. He says, fear not. Worry not, fear not. He's got you covered. And he says, vengeance is mine. He says, I'm going to repay. He says, nobody's getting away with anything. I'm going to repay. And I'm fighting for you, says the Lord. I'm fighting for you, says the Lord. And God says, not only are you publishing books for others, there's a book in you. And God says to get that thing out, to get it out of you. It's in you to get it out of you. Hallelujah. And the writing anointing, it is on you as well. The Lord, because he has need of you, oh, you better know the enemies of God, they know it too. And they're upset with what you're doing, the momentum in which you're carrying. But it's okay. The Lord says he's going to cover it all. He's going to take care of it all. Because of your act of faith, he's going to literally undo what the enemy thought he's done. What he thought he's tied you up with, he's going to cut the bands now. Listen to me. January, there's an office that he wants to give you. There's office space. That's what I hear the word of the Lord saying. Come January, there's office space. The carpet is blue. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful place. It's roomy. It's large. And the Lord is going to set you in that place. He's going to set you in that place, and he's going to give you, as a matter of fact, it's going to be inside of a main building structure. And the Lord says he's going to position you, and he says, although you're doing publishing and you're helping others with books, he says that's just the beginning of what he's setting you. He said there are other things that are going to be a branch off as a result of it. Hallelujah. So he says, get ready for that. Don't box yourself in. That's just the beginning. He's going to give you more as you continue to go. Listen, January, you're going in. There's a huge office space. And I hear the word relocate. There's a huge office space. He says, you're going into it. Mm. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You're going into it. Matter of fact, there are three other rooms connected to it. The Lord says, ready yourself for that. Because you need the space, and you're going to start branching off in things. So that thing is going to be absolutely awesome. I'm telling you, woman of God, make your heart ready for that. January, watch it happen. The Lord is going to avenge you. He's going to cut off the naysayers. All of those things are going to take place on your behalf. He loves you, woman of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name,
thank
my
you.
God.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the Amen. Glory.
Amen. Amen. Apostle, thank you so much for
Hallelujah.
Coming on for part two.
It's
weeks
always
ago
an honor, Pastor.
Tonight. You have been a true blessing, and I speak an overflow from the heart of the Father back into you. Everything that you poured out this weekend here in Atlanta. Everything that you poured out tonight here on Friday Inspire, I thank God that it's pouring back into you right now as I speak. We declare and decree it to be so, and we cancel any spirit of retaliation before it's formed. It's severed right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, man of God, for your time, for your heart, and for your diligence for what you do for the kingdom of God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Prophetess. It's been an absolute honor. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen. So I'm going to have you on my show soon.
Okay. Let me know when.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. We'll do it. Blessings.
Our blessings. Good night. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you have missed any quarter of what Apostle Dave, Apostle Greg Davis has brought to us tonight, I tell you, he brought us some word in the very beginning of the show. So if you tuned in late, there are some scriptures that he shared with us. You can go back and listen to the recording. It will be available within the next 5 minutes of us closing out the show. And then for every person that was spoken, life was spoken to you, God bless you. I know it really quickened your spirit, because I tell you, after every word that he poured out, and I just thank God for his heart and for what he does for the kingdom of God. And for any of you that want to sow into him, his hat, his Cash App, and no, he didn't tell me to do this, but his Cash App is $KingdomArmies, the number 8. Kingdom Armies, ARMIES, the number 8. And, you know, if you want to sow into that word, because I tell you, he outpoured greatly here tonight for us. He was here in the Atlanta area in Lilburn, I want to say, past weekend, and he was outpouring all weekend long. So we thank God. He just got back to Detroit yesterday, and he's back pouring out for us again tonight. So I give God praise for him. So we will be back same time, same place next week, guys, with On Fire to Inspire. I don't know what to tell you the topic is going to be, because the Lord hasn't given it to me yet. You know, I used to have it planned out months in advance, but the Lord said not in this hour, that I have to be still and listen to him. So we don't move unless he says move. But I am Aaliyah Butler, is On Fire to Inspire. We will be back next week, same time, same place, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Love you guys, and have a blessed and prosperous week.